Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Alan Greenspan's nose for inflation failed him last month. For the first time in 4 years, the Labor Department's basket of consumer items did not go up at all. More from Money Editor John Steer.
What's better for the economy than low inflation? How about no inflation? January's report on consumer prices marks the first flat inflation reading since August of 1989. Economist David Blitzer of Standard & Poor's says it's a good start to what looks like a good year.
I think we will see continued very moderate inflation coming in between 2.5% and 3% for consumer prices for all of 1994.
And remember, the period covered by this report came before the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates to keep inflation under control. Analysts say they show an interest rate hike wasn't necessary and that additional hikes probably won't be needed for a while either. John Steer, CBS News, New York.
Last year's U.S. trade deficit was almost $116 billion, the worst in 5 years. More than half those dollars went to Japan. NATO defense ministers and military chiefs meet in Italy on Sunday, hours before the ultimatum to the Bosnian Serbs expires. This morning, President Clinton talked about Bosnia on the I Miss in the Morning radio program.
We sent a clear message to the Serb, and I think everybody will hold tight. And we've got a chance. We've got a chance to really not only protect Sarajevo, but to get a peace agreement that is decent and fair.
In Sarajevo, correspondent Barry Peterson reports there's hope of avoiding airstrikes and their unknowable consequences.
As the NATO ultimatum draws near, everyone wonders if peace will last. NATO officials said in Italy this morning the process of collecting weapons is lagging, a sign of dissatisfaction. But here in Bosnia, the UN remains optimistic, insisting the process is working. The weapons will be off the battlefield or under UN control or else. But how to police the peace? UN troops are being pulled into Sarajevo from other parts of Bosnia. The UN wants reinforcements, but European countries say they've done their part, and the Americans say they won't send anyone in. And there's still a lot of war going on out in the countryside. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Sarajevo.
The Clinton administration wants to end homelessness and is reported ready to spend more on housing, mental health, and tax credit programs. According to the New York Times, a draft of the plan says the problem is far larger than commonly thought, with as many as 7 million homeless in the late 1980s, many times more than estimated by the Reagan and Bush administrations. Advocates for the homeless like what they hear.
I feel heartened.
George McDonald is president and founder of New York's Doe Foundation.
The first step in any solution is recognizing what the problem is and the reality of the problem, and I think that they've done that.
The draft titled Priority Home, the federal plan to end homelessness, does not carry a price tag. Give me your tired, your poor, and a $130 entry fee. The Clinton administration is about to propose a fee on anyone seeking political asylum here, something no other country does. Officials say the money would help reduce a backlog of 500,000 asylum seekers and discourage new ones. For his 24th birthday, U.S. Olympic skier Tommy Moe added a silver medal to the downhill gold he took on Sunday.
I knew that if I pulled out all the stops and didn't think about anything, you know, besides skiing fast, I could do it, and I've really excited right now to have a silver in my back pocket, too.
The Palmer, Alaska resident was second in the men's Super G to Germany's Markus Wassmeier. The media frenzy continues around U.S. figure skaters Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. Newsman John Holland was among those watching the body language as the rivals practiced on the same rink in Hamar.
The mother of all practices, as one observer watching today's session called it, ended uneventfully, with Nancy Kerrigan saying only that she felt great and Tanya Harding giving a silent thumbs up to reporters. Kerrigan, looking smooth technically but a little skittish, giggled several times with friends, casting only occasional glances at Harding. Harding looked more oblivious to the pressure. They skated far apart for most of the 45-minute session, only twice skating within touching distance. John Holland for CBS News, Hamar, Norway.
The first woman day student at the Citadel in South Carolina is back in court seeking full cadet status. John Mills has more from WCSC-TV Charleston.
Shannon Faulkner says the real fight is just now beginning. She wants to become the first woman in Citadel history to undergo military-style training in the all-male Corps of Cadets. Faulkner is asking a federal judge to make it happen.
I just think it's not right for half of the population of South Carolina not to be able to benefit from the school.
Last month, Faulkner became the first woman to attend daytime classes at the Citadel, but says her education won't be complete unless she marches in the Corps. Many cadets say letting her in would ruin more than 150 years of tradition. John Mills for CBS News, Charleston, South Carolina.
As of last night, young people in Dade County, Florida, face curfew restrictions. Those under 17 can't be on the streets after 11 on weeknights, midnight, Friday and Saturday. But ACLU Executive Director Robin Blumner says that amounts to illegal house arrest for teens, and they'll file suit later today.
We believe that this curfew violates a number of constitutional rights of both young people and their parents, in particular due process rights.
The suit also says the curfew law violates the privacy of parents. Five fraternity members at Southeast Missouri State University have been charged with involuntary manslaughter and the death on Tuesday of 25-year-old journalism student Michael Davis. He was allegedly beaten during several days of initiation rites and died of trauma to the head. Davis's uncle, Anthony Montgomery.
I don't know how to express it. I'm sorry that this ever took place here, and I hope it never takes place nowhere else.
Police were originally told Davis was hurt playing football. Officials of the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith meet in New York today to discuss black-Jewish relations and issue how African-American leaders can reach out to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan without alienating Jewish groups. Whitewater Special Counsel Robert Fisk reportedly has instructed Hillary Rodham Clinton's former Little Rock law firm to safeguard all records on the land deal. This after reports some documents at the Rose law firm had been shredded. The Russian parliament claimed close today to voting amnesty for participants in the 1991 and 93 coup attempts. The move by ultranationalist leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky fell 23 votes short. In a peace gesture, Mexico's peasant rebels have freed a former Chiapas state governor. Adrian Bard reports from Guadalupe Tepeya.
A crowd of more than 100 Indians in this remote village cheered "Long live the Zapatista Army" as five masked rebels walked out of the jungle to deliver their hostage to Mexican government negotiators. The former governor of Chiapas, General Absalon Castellanos, was reportedly kept blindfolded during his 6 weeks in captivity in the guerrilla stronghold near this isolated mountain area in southern Mexico. Adrian Bard for CBS News, Guadalupe de Tepeyac, Mexico.
Federal meat inspectors may soon be armed with something more scientific than their eyes and noses to spot bacteria-infected carcasses. Agriculture Department scientists have developed a new test to detect deadly E. coli and other types of bacteria. USDA microbiologist Catherine Cutter.
We feel very comfortable with this test in our lab. Our technicians have no problem using it, and we feel this is a very, very promising test.
It takes about an hour, plenty of time to catch bad meat before it leaves the packing house. Overseas, the dollar is mixed. London gold is up 60 cents, and on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 16.32. It's 10 past.